98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
The weather forecasters are saying that some parts of Ireland could reach 27 degrees today. So that means that Ireland would be warmer than places like Ibiza.
Yeah.
Barcelona. And Faro.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
27 is it's properly hot.
Yeah, I know.
27 is lovely when you're on holiday lying down.
When you're beside the sea because you get the breeze.
Yeah.
You don't feel it as much. But yesterday afternoon I was lying there in the garden. I was sweating buckets.
Yeah. I wonder, is there...
I don't want to give out about it, though.
No,
is the whole thing.
Not giving out.
No, it's fantastic.
Not giving out. It's brilliant. Yeah. But I wonder, is there a temperature? You know, when you're living and working in Dublin, and is there like an exact temperature that you're like, that's the right one? Like, is it like 24 degrees?
I feel like 21.
21?
Yeah, 2021, I feel
if
like.
You have to be working and doing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's still very, very warm, but sure, look it. I also don't know what shoes to be putting on me, do you know, going to work.
What have you on your neck?
I have my little loafers, my seasonal transitional loafer.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I was going to wear an open-toe sandal, but then you're in the office and there's aircon and then you're freezing.
Yeah.
Do you know? And I'd have a cold foot in general.
I wore a loafer at the weekend.
Yeah.
And I cut the heels off myself.
Oh, did you not wear a little sock underneath?
No, I didn't, because you could see the sock over the top.
Oh,
it was my own
fault. Okay,
and obviously
then
my feet were sweating in them.
They expand, Brendan.
Yeah, I now have...
What shoes are you wearing?
I'm wearing runners today because my heels are all cut.
Then you need to be walking home
and
stuff.
I put the gel pad thing, you know, on the back of my heel now.
Gosh, I love them so much. I love when you go to a wedding and people have the plasters in the bathroom boxes. I bought bathroom stuff for my wedding. The place was fleeced.
Ransacked.
I went in the next day looking for a Nurofen. Gone.
None to be seen.
People were taking home packs of plasters and everything.
People appreciated them.
Yeah, I appreciated them a little bit too much. Brendan, if you went to the beach today in Dublin, do you think you'd ever get the kit off?
As in the nip, like?
Yeah, isn't there one beach in Killiney that you can do that?
I think there is. No, personally, I wouldn't.
Well, a new survey has revealed that 9 in 10 baby boomers, so if you're a baby boomer, you were born between 1946 and 1964, okay? So 9 in 10 baby boomers would strip off on a nude beach.
Oh, yeah.
Nine in 10.
I think if you're on a nudie beach, it's probably a bit weird if you have your clothes on.
Oh,
you'd
this
look
is
like
it.
A creep.
But only 1 in 5 Gen Zers.
Yeah, only 1 in 5 Gen Zers
would do the same.
Oh no, that's not us. Sorry, no, we're in the middle somewhere.
We're millennials, my love.
Yes. Yeah.
The millennial generation. Do you remember when we were all the rage? Everyone's obsessed with us for a while.
Yeah, and now they're like, the Gen Zs.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I wouldn't. I haven't been to a nudie beach in Dublin. I actually have never done a nudie beach anywhere.
I remember going away on holidays to France with my family when I was a kid, and we were brought to a beach. And when we got there, we realised it was a nudie beach,
right.
And we quickly were escorted.
I remember going on a family holiday as kids, and we were in the Canaries somewhere, and my mom was lying on a lilo. Good morning if you're listening. And she just decided, you know, we're away, we're in the Canaries, this is what the Europeans do, I'm taking the top off. And we were like kids, absolutely horrified.
Oh gosh, Brendan,
we just ran away. I was like, mom,
not you telling the story at 7:26
on a Monday.
In the morning.
Good morning. Speaking of holidays, a survey has found 4 in 10 people, Irish people, are choosing Ireland for their main holiday this year.
But you know what? When the sun shines, best place in the world.
Yeah, a fifth avoiding overseas travel is, you know, it's obviously expensive and there's a lot of disruption at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So this is done by Hastings Hotels, and they asked well over 2,000 adults their holiday plans. 38% said a staycation will be the main holiday this year.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll be going to the sunny southeast a good bit. And also, there was 1 year during COVID, we couldn't go anywhere, obviously, but they did open up that you could leave the county.
Yes.
Because obviously it was 2K and 5K for a while. You kind of forget that all happened. And I went to West Cork with my now husband and sister for a week. And we went all around the place. The sun was shining. And honestly, one of my favourite trips I've ever done.
Yeah. Okay, so, staycations.
There's a lot to be said.
Absolutely, and especially with weather like that.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? It's time to grin.
Good morning to Ella in Baldoyle, who says that her little win is that she has a 3-day week this week because she's booked a few days off. So it's going to be a very long weekend.
Oh, lovely stuff, Ella.
I can't believe the next weekend's the bank holiday.
Bank holiday, no.
The June bank holiday.
The weeks are just like zooming by.
Aren't they? And Dan at Sandymount says that his little win is that all he ate all weekend was picky bits.
Lovely stuff. Sinead is in Knockline.
Morning, guys. Happy sunny Monday. Loving the show as always. Brendan, you had me laughing saying you ran away when your mum went sunbathing toppers.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember that many times me and the boys running away from my parents on holidays. My little win this morning is that my brother was home from Manchester for the weekend. And we just spent the whole weekend out back garden and it felt like we were on holidays. So yeah, you can't beat Ireland for the weather.
So true.
And great company as well. Have a good day.
Oh, Sinead, thank you so much for listening. Absolutely gas. Sarah is in Clonshock.
Good morning. My little win is I am working home from home today and I've just woke up and there's nobody here. This is normally a full house bedlam and it's not. I'm going to be home alone for the day. It's, oh, bring it on. Yeah. Thank you.
It'll Unreal. Be like, do you remember during lockdown when everyone was out the back and they had the laptops in the cardboard boxes?
Oh, I'd say a few people be doing that today now. Home alone on the sun lounger.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. This is Sandra here. My little win is that we went to see Dublin beating Kilkenny yesterday.
Go on.
Park. What a day.
Up the Dubs. Lauren is in Tala.
My name is Lauren and I live in Tala. And my little win is that I've just made my dinner for today because it's going to be too hot later on to cook. So mm-hmm. I said I've cooking now, and then I don't have to do any cooking later on.
So that's genius.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Yeah, Lauren, you're dead right.
You don't want to eat hot food when it's that hot.
I opened the oven door yesterday evening and I was like, it's too hot.
I think I'm going to need to boil a few eggs. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And just have them cold out with a bit of salad.
Definitely. And here's Alison.
Good morning, guys. My little win is I should be in work till 8 o'clock tonight. But thanks to my son's school closing today, I'm off today in that sunshine. Whoop, whoop. Oh, school closures.
Go on, the school closures.
I can't keep track of the school. Back in my day, everyone had the same time off.
In my day.
Yeah. It's hard to keep track of. I'm thrilled for you now that you get to go out in that sun and have a day off.
Yeah, thrilled for anyone who's off school today and enjoying that weather. Alison, Lauren, Sandra, Sarah and Sinead, thank you so much for sharing your little wins. We're going to send you all a 98FM water bottle.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
A new prize?
But what could it be?
Let's ask AI.
98FM.
Welcome to a brand new week of Matchy Matchy. If you've never heard this chaotic game before, here's how it works. We give you three words. Mm-hmm. You shout back the first word that comes into your head after each. And if your answers match with either mine or Brendan's, you will win a long list of fabulous prizes presented now by AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
Win a €150 fuel card.
An air fryer.
A trampoline.
A curly blow dry.
Lido.
A butcher's voucher.
A gardens trimmer.
Dry robes.
A slushy machine.
A Dublin Bay goat boaster.
An egg chair.
And sun's out. Guns out. Fill up to soak with these water blasters.
That's absolute madness.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Sorry, water guns.
Perfect.
Perfect for the weather at the moment. Lorraine is in Ballyfermot. You're on 98 FM. Lorraine, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Lorraine, were you out enjoying the sun over the weekend?
Yeah, it was lovely, yeah.
Nice. And
too warm, but it was lovely.
Too warm. Lorraine, you've just moved into a new apartment. How's that going?
Oh, brilliant, yeah. Gorgeous.
Lovely.
And Lorraine, what's the plan now for today? Are you going out in the sun or are you working? What's the story?
I don't work. I mind my grandchild.
Very good.
So I mind him.
Lorraine, when you play along with Matchy Matchy, how do you normally do? Are you good?
I'm good. Sometimes, easy enough, I'll be all right.
Fingers crossed it'll be easy today. Lorraine, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with?
Rebecca,
you are off to the soundproof
Thank you so
booth. Hopefully it's nice and air conditioned. Fingers crossed. We'll get a Matchy Matchy with Lorraine and Ballyfermot this morning. Bam, bam, bam. Okay, Lorraine, hopefully these are easy for you. Your first word in Matchy Matchy is day.
Day, night.
you're going to say night. Your second word is straw.
Straw?
Straw.
S-T-R-A-W.
Yep.
The head.
We can come back to it. I'll give you your third word. Your third word is prince. P-R-I-N-C-E. Prince.
Prince Charles, yeah.
Charles. Okay, great. We're saying Charles. And what are you saying after straw?
Straw. Straw, hay, or something.
Hay. Yeah. Okay. So you're saying, brilliant. You're saying day, night, straw, hay, and Prince Charles. Are we locking them in, Lorraine?
Yes, please.
Okay, here we go. And we're getting Rebecca back into the studio from the Soundproof Booth. How are you?
Guys, lovely and cool in there.
Was it?
Oh,
lovely and air conditioned in the Soundproof
Booth.
Cold
water for me.
Brilliant. Okay, let's try and get you a matchy matchy with Lorraine and Ballyfermot. Your first word is day.
Day. I'm going to say day. I'm going to say night.
Okay. Your second word is straw.
A straw hat.
And your third word is prince. P-R-I-N-C-E. Prince.
Now. I'm going to say Prince William.
Have you got a matchy matchy with Lorraine in Ballyfermot this morning? Oh, guys, not this morning.
Lorraine, I'm sorry.
You both said day, night.
Right.
After straw, Lorraine said hey. You were only one letter away. And Lorraine went Prince Charles.
Oh, yeah.
One relative away.
I know, and then I was going to say the other one, and I said I won't.
Lorraine, thank you so much for playing Matchy Matchy. Have a great day. We're going to send you a 98 FM goodie bag.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Lorraine.
Have a great day. We'll do it all again tomorrow. If you'd like to play Matchy Matchy, we'd love to hear from you.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98 FM.
Well, Brendan, you've got a story about lookalikes on the way.
I have, yeah. Questionable now, if I'm honest, but it's on the way. Up first this morning, though, a big question for a Monday morning. What is art?
Open to interpretation.
Absolutely. Well, let me tell you this story. A student in England has started selling art painted by her pet rats.
Rats?
Mm.
I would like, you know, a painting with a few paw marks, maybe a cat, a rat. Ooh.
Maybe you want to buy one of Ella's. So Ella is 19 and she has 8 pet rats. Okay.
Wow.
I feel like names are important when it comes to pets, so I want to tell you all of them.
What's a collective of rats called?
I don't know.
We've got a school of fish.
Is it a mole of rats?
A mole of rats.
I don't know why I pulled that name from somewhere. She's got 8 of them anyway, right? Their names are Rumpel, Reed,
yeah.
Goobler or Gobbler, Hotch, Morgan, Luke, Rossi and Gideon.
Sorry, I watched Criminal Minds back in the day and they're all agents from Criminal Minds, are they?
Oh, is that what they are?
Well,
oh, no,
Hotch
I didn't know
and
that.
Gideon.
Oh, maybe that's
they're
what they are.
They're all characters in Criminal Minds, the Criminal Assets Bureau.
Stop.
I don't know, there's the behavioural. No, I think it's the behavioural analysis unit. That's it. That's CAB here.
What is the... yeah, CAB. What is the collective noun for a group of rats?
I think
it is... Oh, it's a mischief, apparently.
Yeah, a mischief of rats.
A mischief of rats.
Yeah, so I just looked this up and it says a mole of moles.
A mole of moles. Well, for some unknown reason, Ella wanted to see if her rats had any artistic flair.
Uh-huh.
And she let them run through kids' paint and then paint on mini canvases.
Nice.
So she's now started flogging them on Vinted.
How much?
The rats are producing about 16 mini prints a week.
Gosh.
She encourages
them... rat race. God, I'm sorry, I have to.
Very good.
Yeah.
She encourages them to walk across the canvas with a little jar of baby food, right?
Baby food?
Yeah, the mini prints are selling.
Be a baby bell.
Mini prints are selling for about £50 a pop.
Mm.
So far, Ella has made $3,000 off of her rats.
Go on, Ella.
She's spending the money on the cost of going to college and starting driving lessons.
Good for
and
her.
And there is a photo of one of the rats at work.
That's a very cute rat.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
At the rat race, as you call it. finally this morning, a bizarre story sort of involving this guy. A serial shoplifter has become the butt of a few memes online because people think he looks like Ed Sheeran.
Okay.
The 22-year-old who lives in Derby has been so light-fingered, he's been banned from every Tesco in the city, right? He's admitted to stealing from the shop several times over. He's been slapped with a criminal behaviour order. After he was sentenced, police released his mugshot. Yeah. And thousands of people online think that he looks like Ed Sheeran.
Do you think he does?
Well, I'll ask you, do you think he does?
Yeah, there's a resemblance.
I mean, there is.
Yeah, they both have their hair styles hair. Very similar, though, the way they have the hair.
Similar eyes as well, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. One person, very witty online, remixing some Ed Sheeran lyrics, and they said, "When your legs don't work because you're barred from the store." My Patrick always gets told that he looks like Sam Smith, and I personally don't see it.
I do.
It happened again at the weekend.
I think it's their hairstyle.
Yes, the shaved head.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, that is the story of the Ed Sheeran lookalike who has been banned from Tesco.
And the mischief of rats. And the,
yeah, talk about the rat race. Yeah. That is Brendan's bit.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Paul Ryder's in for Leanne Hanifin this morning, up next after us. But he's actually joined us now a bit earlier in studio for a very exciting announcement. Paul, good morning. How are you?
I've accosted you just to tell you me bits.
Paul, yeah, how are
big
you?
Big news that you're announcing this morning.
Well, yeah, it's been in the making. By the way, my family don't know about this. My sister and my mother hasn't got a clue that this is happening. They keep asking me, what was the photo shoot for? What was this for? I haven't told them a single thing. So
this is an exclusive.
It's a full exclusive to a lot of people, even like my close friend circle. I kind of just kept all this completely to myself.
Wow.
I'm not pregnant, by the way. Just in case.
What is the announcement, Paul?
I release my debut single called Different Every Day on June 6th. The news is coming out today, so I'm just like, who better to talk to than you two to get
Paul,
the news?
You're releasing your debut single.
Yeah, look, I've been selling me wares for many, many a year, right? And I've always been, as a performer, I've always performed everybody else's songs. And this year just felt like the right year to start kind of, you know, doing my own bits. And yeah. I kind of met up with some good songwriters and some good producers. And we've been working over a year. This
wow.
has been in the making.
This is so exciting. So,
cool.
You've worked with songwriters on this. What's the name of the song?
The first song we're releasing is called Different Every Day. And we've three songs in the bag. So we're kind of, I'm getting ready to kind of go on that like Pride tour where I kind of do Pride events around the country and stuff like that. And I just kind of thought, what better way than to have your own stuff ready to go?
Yeah, of course. Like, you've been performing for years. You were obviously on Ireland's Got Talent as well. Was there a particular moment that made you decide that now is the right time?
Yeah, I think when the right song, because I've recorded music three or four times, right? And I've got into studios, recorded it, and then at the end of the process kind of gone, I'm not really comfortable with that. But when this song landed in front of me and I recorded it and I heard it, I went, this is it.
Okay.
And it was just that moment of like, this is it.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
So did you say June 5th?
June 6th is coming. June 5th,
it's coming out. But we have a little little snippet right now of Paul Ryder's debut single called Different Every Day. Life is lonely, baby.
This is complicated. Your love is over. Oh, it's a bop. Afraid that you'd mistake it. I try not to fake it. Paul, it's unreal. Congratulations.
Oh, I love the vibe of that.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
It's anthemic. It's moody.
I can see the music video. Have you shot one yet?
We haven't shot one. We're still kind of toying with that because we've got 2 weeks. I don't think we're going to go full force because I'm not going to lie to you, making music is expensive. So.
I would imagine so.
All you need is a wind machine.
Yeah. That's true. Nothing you can't do in a green screen these days. Would you describe yourself as a triple threat?
I've always kind of said that to get the gig, to be honest. Triple threat performer Paul Ryder. And by that, like, I can just make a BLT, basically. That's all that is, BLT.
Oh my, and you've done the photo shoot for the art. What does the artwork look like?
The artwork is me in boy form. If anyone doesn't know, I'm also a drag performer who's been singing live my whole career. Our second single will be me in full drag. But the first one, we're just sticking with me. So it's very sultry. It's very nice. It's very sexy for the first one. You know, it doesn't really appeal to the girls.
Who are your kind of like musical inspirations?
Do you know what? I know this is so cliche to say, but I love taking inspiration from everything. I could be in the middle of watching Chicago on Broadway and take inspiration from that, and then you'll hear an Irish bop and kind of go, oh my god, I love that. Big fan of Irish music and Irish artists, you know, David Henry, Belters Only, Jazzy, all that sort of stuff. Taking all that to see what Irish people can do is a big inspiration. And then of course the high priestess herself, Christina Aguilera. So look, you know,
obviously.
Of course, which era of Christina?
Oh, I'm wearing the chaps and we're going to get dirty, Rebecca.
Paul, it's so exciting. So next next Friday. The single is out, different every day. Will there be an album?
There's definitely going to be an LP by the end of the year. The album, let's wait and see how these ones go.
Excellent stuff. Paul Ryder, massive congratulations.
Thank you.
Different every day, available to stream and buy
and
from,
June 5th.
Friday. Yeah. Paul, very best of luck. Can't wait to hear the song in full.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast
with Rebecca and Brendan.